when I look at my ego with Jesus and do not judge myself, I'm walking with him?
Yes, of course. Whenever you're not judging or not judging yourself for judging, then that's the operational definition of being with him. And whenever you are judging and judging yourself for judging or judging yourself for judging, you are not walking with him. That's the operational definition. And then again, what you want to be able to do, which is the point I've been emphasizing so far, is you want to see the direct causal connection between the effect of not being with him and choosing to be judgmental and angry and annoyed and special. That you choose to be judgmental because you don't want to be with him. Because to be with him means, as he explains in an earlier section, because to be with him means to be without your ego. Because he says, I am without my ego. And when you join me on the journey and you're with me and I'm without my ego, you must be without your ego. Like will always be with like. You choose Jesus as your companion and as your guide because something in you identifies with what is in him, which is innocence. Now, you may be very ambivalent about it, as we all are, very split about it, but something in you resonates with who he is. Otherwise, you would not choose him as your teacher. Just as when you choose a special Jesus as your teacher, that's because like chooses like. The specialness in you chooses the specialness in him. And since there is no specialness in Jesus, you have to make one up. That's the bitter idol. Remember, an idol is a substitute for God. That's almost a dictionary definition. Idol is a substitute for God. All right, so when Moses screamed up and down at the children of Israel, it was because they made idols, the idol of the golden calf, instead of God. It was a substitute for God. That's what all special relationships are. They're idols to take the place of the love of God that we say is not enough, to take the place of the love of Jesus, which we say is not enough. That's why, again, he's so problematic for us. That's why we have to push him away and make an image to take his place. And then we worship that image. But remember, like worships like. Like chooses like. Like recognizes like. If your Jesus is an exclusive one, is someone who confuses form and content, someone who judges on behalf of some and judges against others, then that is the one you have made real as a projection of what's in you. If, however, your Jesus loves everyone equally, and that's the Jesus that you recognize and you aspire to become like and to grow up and become like, then it's because something in you has recognized that. Like recognizes like. You have your hand up, Jane?
Ergo, unless I love every person comes into my life, I love no one, including Jesus, you, myself. Correct? Not easy.
That's correct. No, not easy.
Right. I have a list of exceptions.
That's the whole point. That's the purpose of this workshop. Right. Obviously, you're not alone because everybody's laughing and they're not laughing at you. All right. Well, this is extraordinarily difficult. That's what I preface this by saying what makes this course difficult is not its metaphysics. It's not its language. It's not its sophisticated description of the ego's thought system. It's the all-inclusiveness of its message. That's what's so difficult.
Say I forgive one person, but only that person. Mm-hmm. That's my ego's trap for seducing me to believe that I'm out of specialness, but I'm not.
No. Now, we're asked in this course to take little steps. And so you start where you are. But yes, if you've forgiven someone, but you haven't forgiven all people, then you have a lot of work you have to do yet. then there are still lots of spots of darkness that are still interfering or hiding the face of Christ.
Does forgiving the one person become a model?
Yes. Well, when you forgive one person totally.
For generalizing.
That's the whole idea. You learn to forgive by practicing with certain special relationships. And we all know the most important ones for us. You know, typically they're family members or very, very close friends or colleagues, but, you know, most typically family members. Those are the ones, and you practice with them, but it has to embrace all people. You know, it has to embrace, again, all the little people, the cripples, you know, Helen's cripples. It has to embrace all the people on the dirty, smelly subway train. You know, has to embrace the people that you drive with on the freeway or wait on you at a restaurant or at a checkout counter. You know, people who attend the Course in Miracles workshop with you. The people you like and the people that you don't like. It has to embrace all people. But what's asked of us is a little willingness. And readiness does not mean mastery, which is said twice in the Course. You could be ready to learn forgiveness. You could be ready to practice it. You could have the little willingness to practice forgiveness without having mastered it, without being ready to forgive totally. So you take the little steps that the workbook says we should take. You know, it says at the end of lesson 193, God will take the final step himself. Do not deny the little steps he asks you to take to him. And the little steps, are the daily expressions of our desire to forgive. The little willingness. But what you can begin to do is be aware when you don't forgive totally. Be aware when you seem to forgive one person totally, but not the other person. And don't do a mea culpa on yourself. Don't hit yourself over the head. Don't feel guilty. Just don't justify it or rationalize it or pretend the unforgiveness is not there. So the way you walk with Jesus is you walk with him in the spirit of learning how to forgive yourself for your judgments. That's what walking with him means. That's what allows everyone eventually to join with you. Because if you could forgive yourself for your excluding certain parts of the sonship, there will not be any guilt. And if there's no guilt, there can only be love. And when there is love, it's all one. It's all inclusive. So walking with Jesus means you walk with him through the den of iniquity of specialness. You walk with him through the darkness of your hatred and your judgment and your criticisms. And with his love and light beside you, you learn to forgive yourself.